3 months that you're in, what about this? I guess you guys tried to act.
I was here, my dear, I was here, taking, enjoying the heat. I wasn't in Pune. I was.
Oh, well, they leave you here, and I take off the Pune every
night. No, they have used there for a fortnight. They need a little break. And then I went to Bombay for a fortnight, and the worst heat Bombay had in 50 years. I was just sweating and sweating, and I was driven crazy. At last I ran away. I said, I just couldn't stand it, you know. And then I said, you back so soon? I said, it was terrible. I said, that's no holiday. I said, I'm just finished.
Do y'all have a lot of work to do here in those 3 months?
Dorothy, my dear, what do you think? Who runs this whole place here, huh?
Yeah.
Who keeps it in order?
Yeah.
Who does, huh? All these cushions, you know how they, when they all leave?
You do that?
Do you know when you all go, what the cushions look like?
No.
They're rags, huh? They're all like rags.
Everything. First month or two.
They're all to be,
it's all done,
the
cotton
wool has to be taken
to
out, all yes, put in the sun. Yes. Fluffed up,
yeah.
All new cushion covers made, all these carpets to be rolled away, shaken out, put in the sun, dusted, hoovered, everything rolled up. This whole
you do a whole lot of clothes cleaning that.
We have to do the whole spring cleaning, whitewashing, painting, repair work, cupboards cleaning, dispensary cleaning,
yes.
Beading out, throwing out. What do you think? You sit and air ourselves?
I was wondering if you did your that. I'm not sure we're
I think she really spends that whole 3 months in Pune. She's just made of a pig story.
Uh-huh.
And the flower pots to be removed in the shade.
Everything has to be removed in the shade. All the garden is completely changed. As soon as the pilgrim season begins, everything has to be out, put out, cleaned up. All the rooms, everything washed, cleaned. Oh, it's so much work. Oh, what do you think? We just sit and idle away?
How hard would you think?
In fact, we're more exhausted than we are now.
Well, there shouldn't be any break. There shouldn't be any break then. There shouldn't be any break in March, April, and May.
March, April, and May.
Well,
there shouldn't be any break for pilgrims to be able to come the whole time.
Yeah, but who's going to...
Yeah, then everyone, all the pilgrims would be in Governor's Clinic for
and if they came, I would make them sit them there, I would make them do all this, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
If they come during that time, nobody's going to run scot-free. Come on now, you rip out all this, give me all the cushion covers, fluff out all the cotton wool, put it out in the sun. Yeah, everybody's busy, 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 busy. The sewing machines are rattling. There's no patching work to do, mending the sheets, mending this.
I thought you were going to horse races and cricket matches.
Horse riding. Where are the horses, my dear?
They told me at Maharabad that during that time they buy all the grain that they're going to be using for a year, and then the people who will be taking care of the place go through the grain and sort all the rocks and things like that.
Yeah.
They clean the grain up. They
spend all the time when you store up everything for the whole year.
That's right.
And you get all the tubs cleaned, everything is sunned because all the grain has. You get these little weevils, you see. So you have to. They're sifted. You don't have all your fancy things to put them in this and put them in that. You have to stand with poor farmers and all stand in the fields and wait for the winds to blow. And they hold it up, you know. And then they sift the grain like that, and the weevils and things all fly out, and they're collected on one sheet there. Then we collect all those and put them, dump them in the water so that they don't grow more and don't spread everywhere, you see? Yeah, all the grain is sorted out. All our women folk, all they sit and sort out all the grain.
Mm-hmm.
Take out one. Your grain is all clean for you.
So they actually get only 2 weeks off. A fortnight is 2 weeks, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
That's Alan's department. He does a different job. That we have a.
He said the same thing. The people there, they come from Aragon, they spend all those 3 months doing all this work, and they actually get 2 weeks off for vacation.
Yeah. At least they get 2 weeks off too, huh?
To go home and work.
Yeah, and our service also, they all take in turns. You see, that's the time when they all go for leave also.
Uh-huh.
They all go for a fortnight, 20 days. Everybody has a little break, you see. Everybody in turn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time of the marriages in India.
Oh.
So my cousin is getting married, my nephew is getting married, my grandson is getting married. So it goes on and on, the marriage season, never, never. And then we are short of servants also, because sometimes two servants, three servants at a time are missing. They're all on leave. So we are kept quite busy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the water shortage. You cannot bathe every day,
mm-hmm.
twice a week.
And the plants, you can't water the plants?
Rationed water. The plants don't get watered because the water is not enough. All the plants are put under shady trees. If there's a shade, we cover them up with little sheds of the tata matting things, you know, cover them up against the sun. The sun is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
You just walk across from here to themselves. It's so hot. So we are all under umbrellas, so we carry, you can get a sunstroke, you know, and you sit.